Joining us live from Capitol Hill, as he does every week at this same time, CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, good afternoon. Let's start with Matt Gaetz. Seems as though senators are divided about that ethics report.
And the House Ethics Committee just concluded a marathon meeting here at the Capitol, Michelle, and have decided not to release their lengthy three-year report on Matt Gaetz and allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. Those are allegations he has unequivocally denied. The panel had an impasse today and couldn't decide whether or not to publicly release it, so they have broken down for the day and apparently will regather here the first week of December. So this is at least a temporary reprieve on whatever is in this report from the House Ethics Committee for Matt Gaetz as he seeks to become the next attorney general. And as that was happening across the Capitol, Gaetz was going office to office meeting with some of the Republican senators who will vote on his confirmation, doing so alongside the vice president-elect, the Ohio senator, J.D. Vance.
And I wanted to talk about that, too, with you, Scott, because it seems like Speaker Mike Johnson seems to be in favor of the president-elect's picks being vetted by the Senate Confirmation Committee, because the president-elect indicated that he would just prefer his picks be confirmed.
Yeah, the president-elect has talked about what they call recess appointments, which means the House and Senate go on recess for 10 days and the president's appointees can just be put in place without the advising consent functions of the Congress, without the Senate voting or having hearings. The Senate and the House are going to be controlled by Republicans come January, but they still are very devoted to their autonomy and their powers of confirmation and of investigation. It's not clear the Senate's going to go along with that. They don't want to unilaterally disarm.
And President-elect Trump nominating a steady stream of people, Scott, as he continues to form that administration.
Happening at a pretty quick clip. Some of the names are familiar, aren't they? Mehmet Oz, 2 years after unsuccessfully running for Senate in Pennsylvania, is going to be the choice to run the Medicare and Medicaid system. Linda McMahon, whose name may be familiar because she used to operate the WWE wrestling company, to be the Department of Education Secretary, even though the incoming Trump administration wants to get rid of the U.S. Education Department. This is happening in quick succession, and I'll put this note on your calendar, Michelle. They can start these confirmation hearings in January, even before Inauguration Day, when the new Congresses are sworn in. That is January 3rd.
And Congress is trying to move on that desperately needed disaster relief.
Oh, they're months late on this. They ran out of some of these funds for disaster relief back in October, but they have been sluggish getting new money into the coffers. There are tens of thousands of people who need loans to rebuild houses and businesses from hurricanes that are waiting. But our best sourcing here on Capitol Hill, Michelle, is it's going to take potentially till December 20th till they can finish this up and get billions of dollars out the door to those folks.
All right. Thank you, my friend. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. Scott, thank you so much.